Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WEEI Late Night with Brian Barrett, recapping the Red Sox win against the Blue Jays.
Swing. There's a drive to left field, hit well. Gurriel back, looking up, and it is gone into the second row of the monster seats. Alex Verdugo with his second home run of the season and his first ever Fenway homer, and it's 2-1 Boston. Swings and drives one in the air, left field, hit pretty well. Gurriel back, looking up, and it is gone. It hit the car rental sign. Alex Verdugo with a multiple home run game. Both of his home runs have gone over the monster.
All right, well, how about that? Alex Verdugo, baby. Mookie who? That Mookie Betts guy? Oh, he's back in the lineup for the Dodgers tonight. No, I slightly exaggerate. But man, what a nice couple of games for Alex Verdugo. Tonight, this is awesome. To watch this guy play, the electricity he brings to the team, the energy he brings to the team, that was fascinating in the ninth inning tonight. First of all, he comes up, he hits a home run the opposite way. His second opposite field home run of the night. And then what does he do after that? Oh, yeah, Brandon Workman gives up a bomb to Shaw, and he robs him. And he's yelling, let's go. Now, unfortunately, there's no crowd for him to yell at because of the fact we now live in this coronavirus pandemic world. There's no fans, but he brings an energy to the ball club. He's now 4 for his last 8 with 3 home runs. And this Red Sox team, right, one of the things we were asking is what was going to be interesting this season. And I understand that you're 5-8 so far, and it's been ugly in terms of the pitching. Ryan Weber, we'll get to him. We found out that this is probably his last outing as a starter, you would imagine. Although last week, when Ron Rennecke was asked about that, he said, who else are we going to put out there? There's been a lot of issues for the Red Sox this season. There's been a lot of drama with J.D. Martinez, and you can't go back and watch the video. He's been crying about that for the past couple of days, really going all the way back to spring training or summer camp, if you will. But right now, you have something to feel optimistic about because Alex Verdugo is a young player that's just 24 years old. And this particular offseason, you had to trade away a guy that's a former MVP that in his MVP season hit .346, and you are wondering, what was the return going to be? Well, the return looks pretty good right now. And I understand I'm not overreacting to 2 games, but just the fact that now you have something to monitor the rest of the season, right? This is one of the main reasons that anybody that is invested in this team should be watching, to see what Alex Verdugo does for the rest of the season, to monitor the development of this player. Because at the beginning of the season, you felt like, all right, there's something a little bit different about the way this guy plays. Because if you go back to that Saturday afternoon game against the Baltimore Orioles, it was either the Saturday game or the Sunday game. You had Verdugo out there. And remember, there was a stoppage because they were making a pitching change. And Verdugo was upset about the fact that there wasn't a balk. So instead of just going back to second base, he went to third base. And then he got in this altercation with the umpire. He tried to just take third base. So Verdugo has already, I don't want to say made news, but he's at least made the game interesting already with that. But then he was kind of slumping. He's hitting the ball into the ground. He wasn't elevating the baseball. And then we saw some changes to the approach. He hits the home run against Tampa the other night. And then tonight, 2 more home runs. So just the fact that you have a young player, because that's something that this Red Sox team didn't have a lot of recently, right? Because, and I'm not criticizing Dave Dombrowski for this, because they needed to, at that time,
win another World Series. That was the objection, or that was the motivation for Dave Dombrowski. That was the objective. How do I win another World Series? He had to gut the farm system, get rid of some prospects, and you had a lot of young players that were on that World Series team. But with this team, we were saying, all right, Chaim Bloom comes in, and he's going to have to fix the farm system. He's going to have to improve the crop of young talent, not just at the major league level, but in the farm system as well. And now you have a guy that's 24 years old, and the past two nights or the past two games he's played, and I get that you had yesterday off, the guy's been absolutely electric. And I love the fact that he comes to the ballpark with this type of energy. Because, yeah, Devers has energy, but he's slumping right now. You don't have a lot of big personalities on this Red Sox team. You don't have that David Ortiz-type personality right now on this team. And some of the leaders are now gone. Chris Sale had the Tommy John surgery. Rick Porcello, I get he wasn't great last season, but he's a leader in the clubhouse. He's now on the New York Mets. So you're missing a lot in terms of, I'm not saying that Alex Verdugo's a leader, but just an injection of energy. It felt like for the first 2 weeks of the season, this was a lifeless ball club. And now you've seen what Alex Verdugo has done over the past couple of nights. And just watching him in the dugout tonight after he hits the home run, chatting it up with Chavis, it's just a different energy that this team needed. And this team, quite frankly, in my mind, they needed an interesting storyline. And this is an interesting storyline to see what the guy does that you traded Mookie Betts away for Alex Verdugo, who was the jewel of the trade. Not to mention the fact you got Jeter Downs in that as well. And just an update on Jeter Downs. MLB.com put out its top 100 prospects this week. They have Jeter Downs ranked 48th in their top 100 list. So it looks pretty good. I mean, think about Chaim Bloom right now. The guy has been dealt an insanely tough deck. Basically, one of his first orders of business when he gets here is, oh yeah, we got this whole investigation thing going on. They're trying to monitor or figure out if we were cheating or not. Oh, great. And then they have to get rid of the manager, Alex Cora, who led this team to a World Series in 2018. You have an interim manager in Ron Renicki. Oh, yeah. And then you get to spring training, the original spring training. And, oh, yeah, Chris Sale, he's ready to go. And then he throws a couple of bullpens. And, oh, crap, the guy needs Tommy John surgery. So your number one pitcher goes down. Oh, yeah. And then you get ready for summer camp and you find out, all right, well, guess what? Eduardo Rodriguez has COVID-19. All right, well, he'll be good in a couple of weeks. He'll probably start. He won't start opening day, but then he'll be ready to go. Well, no, he's gone for the season because of myocarditis. Okay, and then you're in a situation where two of your better relievers, two guys that showed real promise last year as young players, Darwinson Hernandez and Josh Taylor, oh yeah, they're not going to be available. So now you got to go out there and get a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. And you got to start a bunch of guys that have no track records whatsoever. Ryan Weber, Martin Perez, all this crap. At least this is something that Chaim Bloom can actually feel good about. Now, Nathan Eovaldi's another thing, although that's not a contract that he gave out. But Nathan Eovaldi's looked pretty good this season. The other day, he was not great. Although I would contend that if he got that third strike call in the fifth inning, it would have been a lot better for Nathan Eovaldi. He gets out of that if it isn't for the umpire. I believe it was Joe West behind the plate that night. But nonetheless, I digress. That's one of the things you can feel good about. And look, Perez's last two starts have been fine. But if you look at this is a big development for the Red Sox. I don't think I'm underestimating or I'm putting too much emphasis on this. What you needed was to see something from Alex Verdugo. And now, obviously, he's got to play every day the remainder of the season. Of course, he'll get a day off here and there, but he's now an everyday player for the Red Sox. So he has proven that he should be in the lineup every day. And quite frankly, I'm going to be pissed off if he's not leading off tomorrow. There's no way you can come back out there with Andrew Benintendi in the leadoff spot. No way. The guy's been absolutely horrendous this season. He's never been a good leadoff hitter going back to a season ago. He was horrible last year in the leadoff spot. And the guy's in the biggest slump of his career, and Ron Renicki still has him in the leadoff spot. Tomorrow, Alex Verdugo should be in that spot. And here's the thing about Verdugo. I don't believe this guy's going to be intimidated by a bigger role, right? Some guys have success when they come up, hitting in the bottom portion of the order, so to speak, and then when you put them at the top of the order, they don't perform well. I believe Alex Verdugo's a type of guy that wants that pressure. You see the energy he brings every day, and it seems like he's embracing playing in this market. He's embracing playing the position that was just vacated by a guy that was an MVP of the league. I don't believe Alex Verdugo is going to have an issue whatsoever. In fact, Alex Verdugo feels like the type of player that his confidence is just going to continue to grow and grow and grow, and giving him that leadoff spot, it feels like he's just going to take that and run, because obviously he's made an adjustment at the plate where he's hitting the ball in the air now, because he wasn't doing that at the beginning of the season. It seems like something clicked. He makes the great play defensively tonight. We need to see as much Alex Verdugo as possible. And here's the other thing I would say about the Red Sox organizationally. This is somebody that you should want hitting leadoff right now, because outside of Verdugo, what are the good storylines with this team right now? J.D. Martinez is still crying about not having the videos. He's complaining about all type of stuff, not to mention the controversy where allegedly, apparently, he didn't want to pinch hit the other night against the Yankees in a 5-2 game. Well, Eduardo Rodriguez is gone for the season. Ryan Weber is a failure. You cannot start that guy again. It would be a disservice to the rest of the ball club. So what are the other good storylines? Andrew Benintendi sucks. He looks the worst he's ever looked in his major league career. There's no progress with that guy whatsoever. Rafael Devers looks horrible right now. Now, Bogarts has figured it out, and he's having a nice season now after a rough start to the year. But what else do you feel good about with this team right now? There's not much. So Verdugo's a guy that at least that's a good storyline for this team going forward the remainder of the season. And you're already seeing some return value on the Mookie Betts deal, which I never thought would be happening in year one. 617-779-7937, the number. Brian Barrett taking you up until midnight. All right, when we come back, some concerns still, of course, with this Red Sox team, and a couple of things that Ron Reneke cannot do again. We'll get to that next right here on WEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're right back to what you want to hear. More of Brian Barrett on EEI.
All right, I'm with you until midnight. Alex Verdugo tonight, a pair of home runs. Hit a home run the other night, and he made an outstanding play in the ninth inning. Robbing Shaw of a home run. Travis Shaw, of course, former Red Sox. Unbelievable play in the ninth inning to go along with the two home runs. And the home run he hit the other day is now 4 for his last 8 at the plate. I would assume that he hits leadoff tomorrow for the Sox, considering you've gotten nothing out of that leadoff spot. Even when Peraza hit leadoff at times this year, he did nothing there. Pilar has not had success at the leadoff spot, and quite frankly, he's not a leadoff hitter. So give Verdugo that opportunity going forward if you're Ron Reneke. And he already said before today's game that he was considering, and I don't know why it took him this long, taking Andrew Benintendi out of that spot. But now he's hitting 60 on the season. Not 160, he's hitting 60 on the season. So now I believe we found out now two consecutive seasons that Andrew Benintendi can't hit leadoff. I don't know why it's taken the Red Sox organization so long to figure this out, but Verdugo should get that spot. And I don't believe it's going to be one of these things where, hey, now you're putting too much pressure on the player. He seems like the type of guy that embraces the pressure. And let's not dismiss this either. This is not somebody that you were saying, oh, we'll see how this guy turns out in the Mookie Betts trade. No, he was a big-time prospect. We're talking about 32nd in all of Major League Baseball, according to MLB.com, just 2 years ago in 2018. He's only 24 years old, and you get Jeter Downs in that trade as well for Mookie Betts. So this is the type of thing that you brought Chaim Bloom in for. You knew the Red Sox organizationally were trading Mookie Betts because they couldn't get him to agree on a long-term contract extension. Couldn't get him to agree on a long-term deal. You knew that you were trading the player. You needed somebody to come in here that had an eye for talent. And I'm not telling you that two games make this trade worth it, but this is the reason you brought Chaim Bloom in, and you're already seeing Verdugo take it a step forward this year at the plate. So credit Chaim Bloom for identifying somebody in that Dodgers organization. In fact, two guys, because we'll see what Jeter Downs is over the next couple of years. But give Chaim Bloom credit. He's already seeing some return on the Mookie Betts trade, which is something I did not think we would see this season. Now, another thing I wanted to mention is Ryan Weber. You can't do it anymore if you're Ron Reinicke. The response last Friday night after the Red Sox ended up losing to the Yankees was, well, who else do we have? It's got to be better than Ryan Weber. Has to be. Now, congratulations to Weber. I tweeted out he should keep the game ball tonight after he struck out his first batter of the season. But you look at his numbers on the year. 10 innings, 11 earned, 5 home runs, 9 walks, 3 strikeouts. Now, luckily for the Red Sox tonight, Tanner Roark was worse than Ryan Weber. I mean, that guy was lost. I don't know how they sent him out there for the fourth inning. That guy sucked, right? So the Red Sox were able to jump in front. But Ryan Weber has consistently put this team in a hole this year. And tonight he almost did it again. I don't know why Reinicke sent him out there for the fourth inning. You had Embry Hutt the inning before, just let him come into the game with the clean inning. Now, Embry's obviously the guy that Reinicke goes to when he needs to get out of a tough situation. But that situation was avoidable. Why the hell would you send Weber back out there? When Ryan Weber comes into games, in my mind, it should be when the Sox are up 8-1, 9-1, or when they're down 8-1, 9-1. That's all he's good for. There's a reason that this guy is on his first opening day roster in his career, and he's 29. There's a reason for that. He's not good. He can't hit 90 miles an hour on the radar gun. And quite frankly, one of the big things we heard about Ryan Weber is, okay, well, he's a location guy. Well, he's not a location guy either, because he walked another two batters tonight. And as I mentioned, we're up to 9 walks in the season for Ryan Weber. So you cannot start this guy again and look the rest of the team. I guess you really don't have to because it's all Zoom stuff nowadays. But you can't put him back out there for the sake of the team. What I don't understand is if you're going to be basically having Ryan Weber go, he hasn't made it through the fourth inning this year. So basically he's an opener anyway. So why don't you just go with one of these relievers that can go multiple innings? For example, a guy like Colton Brewer, who's done it multiple times this season. And quite frankly, I don't know why he didn't get the sixth inning tonight. Brazier has been awful this season, and he was awful last year. I don't know why he didn't get back-to-back innings tonight. But a guy like Colton Brewer, if it's not going to be Brian Johnson, which I don't know why it isn't Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson can at least eat up innings. We've seen that. He's proven that. I'm not telling you that he's a bona fide pitcher, but at least he can eat up innings. Ryan Weber can't even do that. So if you're going to do this bullpen thing, why don't you just put Colton Brewer out there? You're already doing a bullpen game with Ryan Weber every time he takes the mound. Why don't you put Colton Brewer out there for the first couple of innings? Because he's proven that he's a quality pitcher at the big league level. If you look at Colton Brewer, he had one bad outing against the Yankees. Now, other than that, 4 appearances heading into tonight, and now it is 4 appearances, I should say. It was 3 appearances heading into tonight. No runs, including against the Mets. He went 2 1/3. The guy's been pretty damn consistent. He was good last year as well. So why don't you just let this guy open up a game if that's what you're doing, if that's the approach. And the other thing I want to mention real quickly before I have to leave for the night, and I'll be back tomorrow with Rob Bradford at 4 o'clock before the Sox and the Blue Jays. Andrew Benintendi, this is really, really tough to watch. He's now hitting 60 for the season. And the most startling thing is it's not bad luck. Andrew Benintendi looks horrible. He's going down to a knee consistently when he strikes out. He had another 3 strikeouts tonight. Rafael Devers is not good either. But Benintendi just looks completely lost at the plate. And I almost feel bad for the player. Because he went from being pretty good to this. This is horrible. All right, thanks to Tyler and Will for producing tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be back with Rob Bradford at 4 o'clock tomorrow before the Sox and the Jays. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.